I want to speak to you this morning from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For he, that is God the Father, hath made him, God the Son, to be sin for us, his elect, who knew no sin, that is, Christ knew no sin, that we, God's elect, might be made the righteousness, not just looked upon that way, but actually made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. I have heard it said that this verse is the gospel. We have the gospel in a verse here. Isaiah 53 is the gospel in a chapter. 2 Corinthians 5:21 is the gospel in a verse. Now, God the Father, this is where salvation began. Salvation began with God the Father. He purposed it. He's the one who purposed and devised salvation before he created the world. Salvation was not an afterthought with God. Salvation that's in the Lord Jesus Christ is not an attempt on God's part to save sinners if they'll let Him. That's the most foolish thing I've ever heard. What kind of God would do that? Not a wise God, not the all-wise God. He's not going to do that. That's not the way He operates. The Scripture teaches us that He hath ordered all things, and they're sure. And God the Father made a covenant with His Son concerning His elect, which are sinners chosen before the foundation of the world, a multitude of sinners. If God had not chosen a multitude of sinners before the world began and given them to Christ and made Christ their surety, made Christ their mediator, made Christ their Messiah, made Christ their priest, made Christ their sacrifice, made Christ their all in all, their wisdom, their righteousness, their sanctification, and their redemption. Had He not done this, no one would be saved. Christ said to those Pharisees, "Ye will not come to me that you might have life." Free will is not free. It is bound by the nature that it belongs to. You can only do what your nature dictates for you to do. And God the Father, who made this covenant with His Son concerning His elect, made Him the surety and the substitute for His elect, for these sinners, a multitude of sinners that says no man can number, ungodly men and women, enemies. We are described before the new birth as enemies in our minds by wicked works in Ephesians 2. We did not come into this world in love with God. We came into this world with an enmity in our hearts against God, wishing that there was no God. The fool has said in his heart, "No God for me," wanting to be his own God. Well, Christ came into this world as a substitute for those whom the Father chose, and He made Him, that is God the Father, made Him to be sin, says, for us. Us, not every son of Adam, but every promised son of Abraham. Scripture says He took not on Him the nature of angels, but He took on Him the seed, the promised seed of Abraham. That's who He came to save. Salvation is not an attempt on God's part to rescue fallen men. It is not a rescue attempt. It is not God offering you salvation. It's not God giving you a chance. It is God, the mighty God, the sovereign God, saving you in Christ by His power, through the blood and righteousness of Christ, that He may be a just God and the Savior. Now it says here that He made Christ, our substitute, the substitute of sinners, to be sin for us. We cannot comprehend that. We cannot comprehend sin. Sin is far, far more heinous and evil than we ever thought could be. Only God knows what sin really is. That's why I believe our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane fell on His face and prayed unto God, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But it was not possible because the cup did not pass. It's not possible for God to save any sinner apart from the substitutionary work and person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not possible. There is no other way to God. There is no other way to be saved except through the blood and the righteousness of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And God, it says here, God the Father made His Son, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us. Now this is beyond human understanding. He made Him to be sin for us. He made Him to be what I am. What am I by nature? I'm sin. Sins, plural, is what I do because of sin, singular, is what I am. I am sin. And God made His Son to be what I am, that He might make me to be what He is, righteous, holy, without spot or blemish. When the law dealt with Jesus Christ, it dealt with sin. He was not just looked upon as sin, but He was made to be sin. The one who knew no sin, He knew no sin by word, He knew no sin by thought, He knew no sin by action. Jesus Christ is perfectly holy. Then and now, He sits at God's right hand, perfectly holy. It says He knew no sin. You know, in the Old Testament, the Passover lamb had to be perfect to be accepted. There could be no blemish in it. There was no blemish in His character. There was no blemish in His work. There was no blemish in His thoughts. No blemish in His words. There was no blemish in Him. Yet, He was really, really made to be sin for us, His elect. Why? Why did God do that? Why did God the Father do that to His Son? Well, we have the answer. That we, God's elect, might be made, not just looked upon, but truly made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Brethren, that's substitution. Christ being made what I am, that I might be made what He is, righteous. This is substitution. And this, my friend, is the work of God. You cannot be saved any other way except through the blood and the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He did not do that for everyone. If he did, everyone would be saved. But he did it for a multitude of sinners that cannot be numbered. And I tell you what, this person, this man that you're listening to, is a sinner. This man's a sinner. And that gives me hope in Christ because he died for sinners. I'm not worried about whether I'm one of the elect or not. I'm worried about this. Am I a sinner? It's hard to find a sinner. Hard to find a sinner. Everyone has an excuse for their actions. The scripture says, by him actions are weighed. He makes no excuse for us. He tells us what we are. Sinners. Ungodly. Ungodly. But Christ died for sinners. He substituted himself for sinners. He stood in the stead of sinners. He worked out a righteousness for sinners. If I could find a sinner, I have good news. I have good news. God hath made him to be sin for sinners. For us. Who knew no sin. Christ, the perfect Son of God, the Holy Son of God, who knew no sin of his own. Of his own doing, of his own thoughts, of his own works. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Without righteousness, no man will see the Lord. But bless God, we have that righteousness in his Son. Jesus Christ is my righteousness, and I am righteous in him. This is the gospel. This is the gospel of substitution and satisfaction. God Almighty is satisfied with Jesus Christ. God Almighty cannot be satisfied with what I do, but he is 1,000% satisfied with the person and work of his Son. And with everyone that's in his Son. And I say to any sinner out there, anyone that's bowed down under the guilt of sin, look to the Lamb of God who was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He is our hope. He's the hope of every sinner. All right, may God bless his word.